The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show,
where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success.
Today, I'm launching a new podcast series entitled Barriers to Entry.
I will explain that in just a second, but first, a couple of quick notes here. First off, I want to continue to encourage you as you are pursuing your real estate investing endeavors. This series that we're doing here is going to talk about some of the obstacles that many of us face when we're looking at doing real estate investing. So I want to talk a little bit just to let you know that we are here. If you want us as a resource, we have tons of great information on our website that you can access. I will answer your email as soon as I possibly can, sometimes even a phone call, but don't feel you're alone, because really this is something that you are going to do great in. You just need to be focused and keep moving forward. Also, as I mentioned, resources, we do have a resources section on the Old Dogs website, olddogsreinetwork.com. And, you know, I talk about in getting started in real estate, the number one first step is getting educated. And part of the education process is things like podcasts and going to great websites and, you know, doing online research, reading articles. There are some great real estate investing books out there. And we have a section called Top 20 Books, or Bill's Top 20 Books. And in that section, we have some excellent books. I mean, these are books that not only I personally feel are some of the best ones out there in terms of real estate investing, but they're also highly recommended by our guests as well. So if you want to take a look at this, it's on our website, olddogsreinetwork.com/books. And we just added a new book. It was from one of our guests, Brian Murray, who was on episode 107, entitled My First Real Estate Investment Was an Office Building. And he wrote a great book. It's called Crushing It in Apartments and Commercial Real Estate. Great book, highly recommend it. You can just go to our website, click on the link, and boom, you can just buy it on Amazon like that. So if not, you can go to any bookstore and do the same. But it is a great book, and I highly recommend it. And finally, the last thing, I want to let people know that we are looking for 100-plus units, and we are scouring some of the great emerging markets across the country. But we have a reward for those that actually refer us to property. It's that that we do end up buying. And so if you are one of those people, let us know, and I will explain to you our nice little cash reward process there. So if you find some great 100-plus apartment building that nobody knows about, we would greatly appreciate your referral. Okay, well, let me jump into our series. Now, this is something that I really felt committed to do here. It's called the Barriers to Entry series. And the reason I even bring it up is, and it again, I don't want to focus so much on the negative, but I know that there are things that get in the way of us wanting to do the things that we want to do, and especially if it's something that's really important that can really help us. And so there are a series of sort of reoccurring responses that people have when they're looking at real estate investing. And a lot of times this is just in talking with ourselves or reviewing the idea of getting involved in real estate investing. And so I'm just going to try to tackle some of those areas in some of my Fun Fact Fridays. It may not be all of them. I may not do this series in a row. We'll have to see. But I'm going to tackle some of these common things that are kind of in the way of us moving forward on what we're seeking to accomplish for our retirements. And that are maybe things that will be brought through real estate investing. Some of the biggest fears, for example, that we have: fear of failure, fear of success, fear of what people will say, and so forth. Things like that. I have a podcast episode 006 called Getting Started in Real Estate Investing. And I look at some of the key things that that you have to do to get started and get moving forward. And the toughest step is the last one, which is just doing it, right? And just actually buying your first property. So I am going to look at the top five most common objections to people getting started in real estate investing. And maybe not in this order particularly, but these are some of the big areas. Like, these are the I don'ts, okay? I don't have the money. I don't have the time. I'm too busy. I don't have the knowledge. I don't have the confidence. Or this one, I'm just scared. I'm afraid of making that commitment and possibly losing funds. And there's other less popular excuses, things like I'm too old, I'm too ugly, I'm too beautiful, I have real estate phobia. No, anyway, those are less likely excuses. But nonetheless, the top one, I'm too old, I've encountered that myself. And that was one of the first things that I looked at. I go, I'm too old to get started in this real estate thing. But, you know, I was kind of reluctant to do this series because I thought, well, gosh, you know, why focus in on the negative here? But, you know, as I look over all of our shows, and, you know, we've got like almost 200 shows of podcasts, plus over, you know, or close to 100 articles. So that's like 300 different topics and podcasts. And most of these are focused on the positives, that the great things that can happen with real estate investing and some of the advantages and the pluses. So I didn't feel so bad after I started looking through some of our titles and topics, and because I think this is one we all have to encounter. And as especially maybe you and your wife are talking, a girlfriend or a friend or whatever, and you're talking about, should we do this? Should we, you know, move in this direction? And it's so easy to get discouraged. You know, there'll be people that will just hear what you're doing, and it may be a family member, maybe a friend, and they'll say, oh, don't do that. I had this friend and blah, blah, blah. And so it is real easy to get discouraged. And so I'm just going to try to address some of these things, and hopefully it'll be encouraging in the long run here. And so first, let's take a look at this question or this statement. I don't have the money. And, you know, you may very well not have the money in your account or in credit you may have or what have you. So I'm going to just throw out a few of the various ideas of what people do when they don't have the money. I'll give my friend here, Dave Ramsey, some credit here, is that he basically says, if you're going to buy real estate, save for it. And not just save for the down payment, but save to buy the whole house. And you know, I mean, that's great, because he really does not want people to get into debt. And I agree with him. I think debt can be real dangerous with you, but I also believe that mortgages are a different kind of debt. And I think, at least in the beginning, that mortgages can be your friend even. So, but nonetheless, number one thing, save. You know, just save your money. Put it away. If you have the time and you can tuck away so much money a month, get enough money for to buy a down, you know, for a down payment, or to even buy a whole property. I just talked to a guy just the other day, just bought a house in Indianapolis for $5,000. You know, how long would it take you to save for $5,000 to get your first rental property? Okay, now I'm going to go into the credit area. And this is one that I do not, you know, I think, you know, that, you know, credit, it can be very dangerous. Years back, I got into trouble with credit. I cleared it all up. And then for 20 plus years, I was absolutely debt free. When I got back into real estate investing, everybody said, well, you don't have a credit history, basically. And so I had to start all over. And this is the hardest thing in the world, signing up for a credit card when, to me, you know, they were like just the dark side. And so I reluctantly did these things. I got a car loan. I did these personal lines of credit, things of that nature, so I could build up the credit to be able to get the good mortgage rates, to be able to use that to leverage into other properties. So they can be an advantage, but you obviously have to manage them well. And I would recommend to you, if you feel the same way, what I did is I actually established a separate business. And that separate business is where the credit lies. And so it doesn't affect my credit rating. So there are a lot of companies even out there that will help you to do this. And they cost a fair amount of money, but they can help you to basically pick a business, get your EIN number and all the things you do so that you can get these credit cards. You know, we're talking zero interest credit cards, you know, thinking that you're going to be doing this for the short term. Okay. So, you know, that is a possibility, and that's something worth examining. You can get, you know, tens of thousands of dollars in credit on business credit cards. Other types of credit, there's a HELOC, you know, the line of credit against your existing mortgage. You may have a house that's got all kinds of equity in it. That can be a great way to start off. And if you sign up with a HELOC, you only are charged when you actually buy that property. Or let's say you're going to take out $5,000 and you write a check for the $5,000. Now, your line of credit may be for $150,000, but you only need $5,000. So you only use that when you need it. And that would help you to get that first property or to maybe be a down payment on a new property. If you have credit issues, and this can happen too, maybe there is some bad credit history in your, there's some great credit repair organizations out there. I'm not necessarily going to list any here, but they help you work with your credit and help you to restore your credit. And as I mentioned, you can set up business credit aside from your personal credit, and that's a lot easier to do sometimes than to go through the length of time it takes to clear up your bad credit. Okay, so those are some areas. Another area is if you have funds already set aside for retirement, an IRA or 401k. My recommendation would be to convert those to self-directed accounts so that if you are not 59 and a half, and actually you can still set it up after 59 and a half. I think you're just required after 70 and a half or something. Okay, to be able, you have to start taking mandatory withdrawals there, but or distributions. But if you can move into a self-directed, okay, everything, you can use that money in your IRA to purchase properties, and all the income from that property, of course, has to go back into the IRA. And this is really kind of neat because it's almost like a forced savings thing, but you can literally pay yourself back in a matter of years. You know, like this guy I told you about, he bought a $5,000 house. Okay. It's not real common. It's certainly not in California, but you can get them. And to buy a $5,000 house and he's renting it out $800. Okay. How long is that going to take? Do the math. Okay. Before you can pay off that $5,000 that you borrowed, it's not going to take very long. So that money keeps going in there. And then the future rents just keep building up. And you've not only replaced the $5,000, but you've actually grown this into a sizable retirement fund that you can tap into later. Okay, then there's creative things that you can do. Seller financing, okay? You got to get the knowledge. This is an area where you really want to know what you're doing. There are a number of different creative type ways that you can invest in properties, and you can get into a property for absolutely nothing down. It does happen. We had a great episode not that long ago, and it was a little while ago, but it was a great episode nonetheless. Number 021 with Brandon Turner, the co-host of the Bigger Pockets podcast. And he talked all about buying properties with little or no money down. We got a great book. That same book is also in our top 20 books in our on our website. So get the book, read it, learn it, know it. Do it, okay? You can get into these properties without any money down, and that means going to the seller, finding off-market properties, and help having the seller work with you so that maybe you know they'll carry it back, or they can do like almost a lease option type arrangement with you, or various other ways to be able to get that house. So seller financing is another one, and then there's other people's money, which also would pertain to a seller too, but other people's money, friends, families, you know, these are the, sort of the first people that maybe you can go to and share your plan. I'm going to buy this kind of a house, and I'm going to put this much money into it, and I'm going to rent it for this, and share your plan, write it out like a business plan, and share it with people that maybe they want to partner with you. Maybe you have a family member or a friend that would want to join with you on this, but they can put up the funds, and you can pay them back, you know, with the results of whatever you do. And then there are investors. And I will tell you right now, looking at, you know, the market's been doing great. And so a lot of people are really happy with the market. But there's other things that are happening in some of these more secure types of investments that are available out there. That are, you know, people are a little bit shaky about treasury notes and so forth. And they're looking at real estate now as a hot place to invest, especially in multifamily arena. So there's a lot of money out there, more money out there than real estate projects to put it into. So there are investors. So how do you meet those investors? Go to meetups, clubs, REI groups, start making connections with people like that, investor clubs and so forth. You could even start your own club or group if there's not one in your area. And you can maybe even specialize it. Maybe it's going to be a group on multifamily real estate investing or a flipping group. Or maybe you'll take the cash flow game, the Robert Kiyosaki game, and just start holding meetings in a local pizza parlor where people can come and learn about some of the aspects that are taught in Robert Kiyosaki's books. And a lot of people love doing this and have just thrived on doing this. So, you know, you can tap in other people to help you get into those first properties or that first property. There's also down payment grants. Yeah, that's right. There are grants that you can get. And I've talked about this in other episodes. And I'll put a link in here in our show notes to some of those grants that are out there that will cover your entire down payment for a property. Now, granted, some of them you have to live in. And I'll go into that a little bit differently too, but getting a down payment grant. Then there's these great loans that you can get. Again, FHA loans. You can get in for 0% down. If not, you can go to the 3.5% down, which is nothing, you know, when you think about it, especially on a home that's inexpensive. That is awesome. And then I have a whole series of different, I mean, if you look at our list of, what I do sometimes, I'll go into our website actually, and there's a little, I can't even think of what this thing is. Okay, I'm definitely having an old dog moment here. But it's that round glass thing that magnifying glass. Okay, and you see this on the website. Obviously, I'm having trouble seeing it. But there's you click on that, and you could like type in loans or lending or money or whatever. And all of our podcasts and articles that pertain to that topic will show up. Some of them that you might want to find are like 007 or 007, 008. Okay. Susan Lyon's two-part series on finding the money for your real estate deals, or 039, Bob Bowman's How to Raise Private Money. And there's a lot of folks that have talked about how to fund your deals, where to get money, how to be creative, and no money down. So these are things that we've covered quite a bit. There's also, you know, I mentioned the lease option deal too, where you can actually, you know, get a property and work out a deal with the seller so that you can lease it and then purchase it after a certain point too. And there's the wholesaling flipping group, okay? And this, I don't cover a lot of this, but I've had a lot of guests on that do this. And this is how a lot of real estate investors started, is they'll find these off-market properties or distressed properties that people are trying to get unload. And you can make a deal with that person that I will find you a seller and you don't have to put anything in it. You don't even have to pay this owner of the property. You're basically bringing in the connection of the buyer and you get the benefit there on the markup of the property or whatever it may be. So you can do that without exchanging any money. And it's really interesting too. And I mentioned this because we have a segment in our what's called a wrap it up segment on our Monday podcast where I do interviews with people. And it says, basically, if something terrible happened and you lost all your money and all you had was $1,000 cash, how would you rebuild your real estate investing business? Well, the number one answer for people is I wouldn't even need the money, because all I'd have to do is to go to people I know that are already in a good financial position, and I could you know, present my deal to them and start that way. So a lot of people say networking is the number one. But the number two that people talk about is say, oh, I just go back and I start wholesaling and flipping again, because that's how I got the cash to be able to buy all my rental properties and I could just do the same thing again. So this wholesaling and flipping can be that it's a labor intensive, and for us old dogs, it might be more like a full-time job. But hey, if you got to get the funds and you're willing to work and you know, go for it.
Hello, old dogs. I've always said that if you're going to buy investment properties, your first preference should be your own backyard. But if that's not possible, like me living here in Southern California, I recommend buying out of state. Well, guess what? We have a new sponsor here on the Old Dogs REI Network who makes that process a whole lot easier. I'm talking about a company called Roofstock. No, old dogs, I didn't say Woodstock, although I'm sure there's a few listening who are actually there, although you probably don't remember. Just kidding. Roofstock is the first online marketplace created exclusively for investing in single-family rental homes, with tenants already in place so you can start earning passive income right away. Created by investors for investors, Roofstock provides research, analytics, and insights to help you evaluate and purchase independently certified rental properties. Roofstock has put together a special offer just for old dog listeners who use the link roofstock.com/dog. If you sign up today, you'll save $350 when you close on your first rental property through Roofstock. That's right. Sign up today at roofstock.com/DAWG to save $350. Offer valid for a limited time only. Terms and conditions apply.
Just to kind of wrap up here, this is what I would do. Yeah, not that I have any great wisdom here, but I would share if I really got into that situation, okay, is I would find a below market small multifamily property, preferably like a four unit, okay? A four unit that's not only under market price, but it's also below market in terms of its rents, okay? And then this is one that I would purchase, okay, with a FHA loan. Either I would get a grant to cover the down payment, or I'd try to find a 0% FHA loan or a 3.5% loan where I wouldn't need that much to get into it. And maybe I could get a down payment grant to cover that 3.5% if I had to. I'd move into one of the units and then I would rehab it as I'm living there and increase the rents bit by bit in the other units so that I'm not only covering money to cover the mortgage and the expenses of operating the property, but I'm actually generating income. And with that income, I would continue to improve the property and make it a nicer place so that I could increase the value of the property so I could take equity out of that property to buy another place and do the exact same thing after I've fulfilled my minimum amount of time in that property for that FHA loan. I would move out. Somebody would rent the unit I was in. Okay, now I'm getting even more income from this property. I move into another four unit, for example, or maybe an eight unit or three unit or whatever. And I would do the same thing. And I keep doing that, repeat, 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 until I built up a pretty good sized portfolio of properties. And then with that, I would start writing down everything that's happened with these properties. I bought this property at this much. I put in this much in repairs. And I created this property that is now valued at this, and it's generating these kinds of rents. And you're starting to document your track record, okay, so you could share it with future investors. So now You've got a track record. You've shown you know how to make money at real estate. You can start going to investors and presenting your story. And from those investors, you could start buying bigger properties or more properties. And you will start to even, you know, move into the point where you've maybe picked up some partners that you're working with, or maybe even syndicate to purchase a larger multifamily. Well, anyway, that is it for today, addressing the issue of I don't have the money. There are just a few ideas, and I think there's even more, but I just wanted to touch on some of the ones that I really thought might, you know, ring with you. And before I, you know, kind of sign off here too, I do want to make this clear, and I have mentioned this on other podcasts as well, is that, you know, real estate investing is not the be-all end-all, okay? I don't want to make it sound like this is some magic pill that you're going to take and you're going to do tremendously. No, it's a lot of hard work, and there are going to be mistakes and failures, and there are going to be things that are going to happen along the way, and you do risk, I mean, losing your investment. That can happen. But I think that in real estate, it's one of the least likely to do that. But at the same time, it does have its risks. And I just want you to know that up front. And maybe you can call this a disclaimer or what have you. But it is an investment. And because it's an investment, it has risk. And you just need to be aware of that. Okay. But I do want you to know that if you know, the fact that you don't have the money right now is the reason not to get started. Hey, maybe that isn't such a problem. Maybe there are some other solutions that you might want to take a look at. Well, that is it for today. Please note, Old Dog listeners, everything presented here today, and there are a lot of shows that I referenced that there are going to be links to, and I'd like to put those you know, at least have links, easy links there. So you can go to olddogsreinetwork.com/blog and look for the No Excuses series on I Don't Have the Money in our Fun Fact Friday archives there. So take a look there, and hopefully this is some information you can use. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king, and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.